We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Phoenix Suns. Mm-hmm. I love Bagley. I think he's going to be an all-star, possible, Hall of Famer if he stays healthy. I love him, love him, love him. So if I'm picking between Bagley and Doncic, I'm picking with Bagley. But I don't think they're both on the board. And I think it just sounds way less likely today that Bagley is going to actually slip past Sacramento.
Because Sacramento was one of the teams rumored to suddenly be really liking Porter Jr.
I don't doubt that they really like him. Mm-hmm. It's just that ultimately there's a big difference between really liking somebody and having to pull the trigger on it.
Yeah.
And while recognizing Sacramento has made bad decision after bad decision for a long time now, that's why they're the Kings, I just don't know how you sit there on draft night, Marvin Bagley's available, and you're taking Michael Porter, who, is an amazing talent, but couldn't get out of bed a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how you pull the trigger on that.
Yes.
Because if you pass on Michael Porter and then it turns out he's a star, I think it's very easy to explain. You just say, hey, listen, we obviously liked him. We're intrigued by him. That's why there were reports out there that we were interested in him at number two. But ultimately, he had to cancel a workout the Friday before the draft because he reportedly had trouble getting out of bed. How was I supposed to pass on Marvin Bagley to draft that guy? So, if we missed, we missed. But that's why we missed. And I think to that, you just sort of nod your head. By the way, exact same rationalization for the Grizzlies passing on him. We passed. We knew we were passing on a special talent. We were worried about the injury stuff. And we felt like there was another elite prospect right in front of us, Luka Doncic. So, I just think that Doncic has a real chance to be there at four. Bagley, no chance that he's going to be there at four. And here's my thing with him, though. And clearly, I like him, because otherwise I wouldn't be saying if Bagley and Ayton are off the board that the Grizzlies should select Luka Doncic with the fourth pick if he's available.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. That said, it's weird to me that everybody understands what you do at the collegiate level. If you're super productive, even a winner on a great team, it doesn't necessarily translate to the NBA.
Yep, right.
Case in point, Jalen Brunson. Okay, Jalen Brunson was the best player on the best team in the country, National Player of the Year. He'll probably go in late 20s, maybe early 30s. But nobody's talking about him as a lottery pick. Why? Because you look at him and you go, okay, he could do that at the collegiate level and excel, but he doesn't. The things that he does at the collegiate level don't necessarily suggest NBA superstar at the professional level in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody understands that. Nobody even tries to debate it. And yet when you hear people talk about Luka Doncic, the ones who really, really love him, they say, we're talking about the most accomplished teenager in the history of EuroLeague basketball. He's done things in Europe that no 19-year-old has ever done. Well, when you say that, you're really only talking about other Europeans. We don't
right.
take Marvin Bagley and put him at 19 years old in the EuroLeague.
Mm-hmm.
If we did, maybe he would do things that we've never seen another 19-year-old do in the EuroLeague. Same thing with any American player. Our American elite prospects do not compete in the EuroLeague at the age of 19 ever. So, okay, all that means when you say no 19-year-old has ever done what Luka Doncic has done in the EuroLeague, all that means is that no other European player has ever done what he does.
Yeah.
So, and then my larger point is this. Okay, he's obviously really good and accomplished. MVP in the EuroLeague Final Four, I got it. But if we will not concede that your ability to score or rebound or whatever in college won't necessarily translate the same way to the NBA,
mm-hmm.
why don't we think the same way about the EuroLeague?
Right.
In other words, is it possible that he's a really good EuroLeague player who maybe isn't quite athletic enough to be a star in the NBA,
yes.
doesn't have a great first step, to be a star in the NBA. I want to be clear. I'm not putting a ceiling on it. Mm-hmm. I like him. That's why I would take him fourth and Ayton are off the board when the Grizzlies are picking. But how many 6 foot eight, not great athletes who play on the wing and are terrific, like stars in the NBA, exist? Like, are there any? So are we asked, is he so creative and crafty with the ball that he's going to be able to make up for an undeniable lack of athleticism?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, but I do have question marks about him. I think his floor is higher than anybody else's in the in this NBA draft. I think he might be the rookie of the year, but I don't think his ceiling is the same as DeAndre Ayton's or Marvin Bagley's or maybe even Mo Bamba's or maybe even Jaren Jackson's. I'm not sold that he's just going to go from EuroLeague star to NBA star, but there are some people who believe that. I'm open-minded about it. I'm not sitting here speaking in absolutes, but I think I have more questions about how great he can be than some others do.
Here's what concerns me about the guy that you think should go number one, Marvin Bagley. Signed with Puma today, Gary. Like, of all the shoe companies, like, no disrespect, I hope they're not a sponsor. And then,
no, they're not.
But
station.
I'm just saying, like, if you can go Nike or Adidas, don't you go Nike or Adidas? I'm just saying.
I think it comes down to a money.
I think it probably
cuts the check.
If you can go Nike for $20 million, Adidas for $15 million, or Puma for $60 million.
You did the Puma.
Like, you know,
I'm
you
in
know,
Pumas.
Give me the shoes.
I'm personally an Adidas guy, but if Puma wanted to give me $60 million, I'd be rocking Pumas tonight.
We can make that happen. I understand. And I'll tell you what, and that's relevant because I do want to talk some shoe sneaker news with you.
Oh, okay.
And we're gonna do that on the flip side of this because you're giving us another segment. So back with GP right after this.
The official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. AT&T doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. AT&T, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. AT&T, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get 75 megabit internet on our gig speed network for $49.95 per month when you get two voice mobility lines.
Offer ends 6/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. 2-year term required. Early termination fee applies. Requires subscription to 2 Comcast Business voice mobility lines at additional regular monthly rates. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
Listen up. Lessons from Snoop. Start with the basics. Everyone thinks it's all about the car and the clothes. But start with the skin. Start with the hair. And make sure down there is working. So what we gonna do right here? We gonna get dressed, look fresh. I never promise anything, but here's one thing I'm gonna promise. From me to you, go to forhims.com and get your game together so you can look good, feel good, and perform well in the bedroom. Go to forhims.com, the wellness brand for men. They got a one-stop shop for your hair, your skin, and even for your hairline. It's $5. $5 to try it out, man. And it comes right to your crib. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. Go to forhims.com/love. forhims.com/love. Forhims/love. Go.
Memphis weather can be unpredictable, from extreme cold to severe storms to tornadic winds, so perhaps it's time to go ahead and put Danny Morrison Roofing in your phone. My name's Gary Parrish, and I'm here to remind you that if your roof suffers from damage due to unpredictable weather, Danny Morrison can get you under a new roof at no out-of-pocket expense to you. That's right. Danny and his team will work directly with your insurance company and get you taken care of quickly and professionally, and most importantly, at no out-of-pocket cost to you. You've heard me talking about it for years, and people ask me all the time if it's legit, and I'm telling you, it's legit. You can trust Danny Morrison to handle your roofing needs, and you can call him at 901-870-0186. That's 870-0186. Danny's company is the best in the Mid-South, evidence being that it has won the Memphis Most Award in the category of best roofing contractor in the Mid-South. His team is experienced and knowledgeable, and now they're waiting for your call, so call them. 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. That's Danny Morrison Roofing, on the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
It's that time of year again when students are graduating and dads are wondering just what they're going to get for their special day. From now through Thursday, May 26th, you can make quick work your dad and grad shopping in one place at Audubon Indoor Speedway and Events. Purchase a gift card that can be used anytime there's a need for speed, which is smart for your dad and grad. Purchase online at www.audubonspeed.com or at 6399 Shelby View Drive. Audubon Indoor Speedway and Events. What are you racing for today?
Join Jason and John from 92.9 ESPN at the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Hyler for the Grizzlies Draft Watch Party. Starting at 5:30 this Thursday, come enjoy $10 Bud Light Bucket Specials. See you at the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Hyler. Memphis' hottest new restaurant event venue. Grizz Nation, you're invited to FedEx Forum Thursday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the 2018 NBA Draft Party. This event will feature live draft coverage, surprise guests, and other fun activities. RSVP online and win a chance to meet a Grizzlies 2018 draft pick. For full details, visit Grizzlies.com.
Yes. To appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show live.
The Gary Parrish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studio.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Welcome back. Matt Stark in Memphis. Gary Parrish joining us from New York City. So I shouldn't be banging on Puma because Jay-Z's got Puma pointed in the right direction. He's got DeAndre Ayton already signed, and now he's got Marvin Bagley, and I think there was another guy on there. So Puma sounds like they're on the come up, GP.
Yeah, I think it's Marvin Bagley, DeAndre Ayton, which could be the first and second picks of the 2018 NBA draft, and Zaire Smith, another possible top 20 pick, is, I believe, going to be the third guy to sign with Puma. So they've been out of the basketball game for a while, but they are, you know, clearly trying to get back in it, and they're doing it in a pretty bold way, making Jay-Z the face of the basketball brand, and then going out and getting two first-team All-Americans who could go first and second on Thursday night. You know, they're jumping in with both feet.
So I think I'm going to put that down for what we learned today. Buy your Puma stock. That seems like the smart play. All right, in other sneaker apparel type news, Tigers made some news this weekend. Commercial Appeal reporting that Memphis had agreed to a 5-year contract extension with Nike, but not for the big bucks that we thought would be coming on the heels of that Penny Hardaway hiring, because that deal was signed back in November. So the Tigers, this is from the CA, reportedly getting a 5-year deal worth $11.25 million, translates to about $2.25 million a year average for 5 years. When you note that UConn signed with Nike 6 years for north of $32 million, and that USF or South Florida or whatever we're calling the Bulls these days, they signed in November with Adidas for 8 years and $24 to $30 million. And Cincinnati a couple of years ago went to Under Armour and signed 10 years for $47 million. I got to think, GP, we getting suckered here? It seems like we sold low and Nike bought low.
Something. I mean, obviously those numbers don't match up because Memphis, or don't match up well, I should say, because, you know, Memphis is an established basketball brand, even if it didn't look like it the past couple of years. And so when you have a football program on the come up and a basketball brand that might have been damaged a bit, undeniably, but still, like, know, people recognize Memphis basketball. You put Memphis on a jersey, people know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I walk around New York City tonight in a Memphis shirt, people are going to know what that means. University of Memphis, Memphis Tigers. If I walk around New York City in a USF shirt,
no way.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. So, listen, I have never negotiated an apparel contract in my life. So, I bet you it's more complicated than I would make it sound on mm-hmm. radio.
Yeah.
But when you put those numbers next to the other numbers you referenced, it doesn't feel like Memphis is maximizing in that specific category for whatever reason.
To that point, and when you stack up, and you know that's what fans will like to do. They'll look at the numbers, and then they look at the programs. And to your point, yes, basketball's been down, obviously, for the last, you know, 4 years, we could say. Football has been on the other end of that spectrum. And from all we know about college sports, football is the driving force, and that's where all the money lies. So I'm not trying to say that people are going to recognize Memphis as a football factory, but you just think they'd be able to get a little bit more bang for the buck, recognizing, too, what you said. These things are probably a lot more complicated than you and I trying to break it down over this five-minute period, but still, it just leaves you feeling a little bit like, seems like there was money to be had, and we didn't quite get all that maybe we could have.
Again, perhaps, I would say this about football. While Memphis has established itself as a reputable football program, it's still, that sport is very much a have and have not.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're operating outside of the Power Five structure, even if you are good, that doesn't really resonate across the country. Like, you've got to be great to matter outside of the power structure. You've got to be Boise State. You know, somebody who is, you know, a top 10 program year after year after year, beating Power Five programs in bowl games that matter. You know, your Boise State resonates, or at least it did for a while under Chris Peterson, outside of the power structure. But, you know, South Florida is still just South Florida football. Like, despite what it did last season, it's just like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't move the needle too much. And with all due respect, I think Memphis football is similar. It's become reputable and respectable, but it hasn't broken through to, like, the national conversation the way that Boise State one time did. And so it's just way harder in that sport to ever crack the national conversation than it is in basketball. And so if we are agreeing that football is the dominant thing, then, you know, we would still agree that though Memphis football is in a better place than I think you could argue it's ever been, it still just doesn't resonate outside of the market very much at all.
Switching gears just a little bit, U.S. Open was held this past weekend, and all people are going to remember, at least all that I'm going to remember, is, of course, Phil Mickelson putting a ball in mid-roll on Saturday, and then my man Joe Buck wanting no part of talking about who Brooks Koepka was kissing or not kissing or whatever. Let's start unpacking with Phil Mickelson. So, I'm not a golf guy, and I can understand why the purists would get upset. Same way if something happened in football and I'm getting all twisted because, you know, somebody sacked Brady or went after his knee or whatever. So I understand, like, the purists getting after it. But, man, Twitter went crazy, and everybody's, like, kick him out of the Open, this, that, and the other. And I don't know. I couldn't work up much of an outrage. I see both sides of the coin on it, but it was interesting to just watch it all unfold, and I know you had some thoughts on it, and it seemed to find it kind of as silly as I did.
If you can understand the other side, then you're doing better than I can't understand the other side at all.
Well, because golf is so rules-based. Like, I play with my dad from time to time when I play, and I play
There's
about once a year.
Partners
they are
there.
Very, and he is very much
by
the
book. Right.
Don't walk
okay.
in front of the line.
Okay.
Put
okay,
this
that,
there.
I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that. I can respect by the book. I mean, I ain't trying to play by the book.
Right.
Play,
no.
But I can respect by the book.
Yeah.
Guess what? They did play by the book.
Right.
The book is it has penalties for doing certain things. Hit it in the water, this is the penalty. Hit it into the woods, this is the penalty. Hit it while it's moving, this is the penalty. He was penalized. He didn't get away with anything. He did something you're not allowed to do, and then he was punished accordingly. Let's move on. I sat around on Saturday watching the reaction to this, and I'm like, what are people crazy? And so at some point I tweeted, if you are truly upset about Phil Mickelson hitting a moving ball, which was hilarious, by the way.
It was. That was crazy. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I'm watching it with my daughter at one point. She's like, what just happened? And I just sat there. I'm like, I don't even know what to tell you.
Like,
I've never seen that before.
So I tweeted, you are a nerd. There's no getting around it. You're a nerd. And it's been like 5,500 times and retweeted like 1,500 times. And most people are like, seem to agree, like, get over it, nerd. But there are real humans arguing in my mentions for 3 days now. And it's unbelievable to me because, like, this one guy named Albert tweeted me. And I, honestly, there's been like 100 tweets in my, you know, replied to me that are some version of this. I just happened to, like, be on a plane drinking yesterday when I saw Albert. So it was like I decided to respond because I had mostly just stayed out of it.
Let's do this, Albert.
But Albert, yeah, then I was like, okay, Albert. I had
you want to go?
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. So Albert tweets me. He said, Phil cheated, and he admitted it. Many kids like mine saw it.
Oh, geez.
Not sure how you think that's cool or funny.
Jeez.
And I'm like, dude,
can
you imagine how big of a nerd you have to be sitting around on a Saturday afternoon watching golf with your kids and Phil Mickelson touches a moving ball with his putter and you are worried about the impact it might have on your kid?
Your kid bursts into tears watching that. Yep.
Like, oh my, hide your eyes, children. A professional golfer just touched a moving ball with his putter. Like, what are you? Do you not even realize how ridiculous you sound? Like, a professional golfer touched a moving ball with his putter. That is all that happened. That is the only thing that happened. And guess what? He was penalized for it. This is the part I don't understand where people keep talking about. He cheated. Okay. And he was caught. Because that ain't the type of thing you get away with.
No.
And then he paid the price that the rules say he's supposed to pay. In other words, do we get this offended when a receiver breaks loose and a defensive back grabs him, like pulls him to the ground, clearly just to prevent a touchdown?
Mm-hmm.
We say, ooh, that was a smart play because he was beat.
Yep.
And then they assess the penalty, and then we snap the ball again. Like when LeBron James gets at the rim, sometimes he will be fouled. And we don't say, ooh, that person who fouled LeBron James is cheating. We say he fouled LeBron James. There's a penalty for that. Let's assess the penalty. It's 2 free throws. And then let's play basketball. Can you imagine, like, if every time LeBron James got fouled or Kevin Durant got fouled or DeAndre Jordan was fouled in a Hacker Jordan situation, people jumped on Twitter and screamed, that team is cheating. This is a disgrace to the sport. We just go, hey, listen, it's not cheating. Cheating is like using a foreign substance on a baseball or corking a bat or deflating. I'm sorry,
don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Allegedly,
that's cheating.
Don't do that, Gary.
That's cheating. What Phil Mickelson did is something that is that he broke a rule. And then he was punished accordingly. And I can't repeat it enough. If you are mad or offended or bothered by the fact that a golfer broke a rule, did something he's not allowed or any other golfer is allowed to do, and then was immediately punished for it according to the rules that are in place, if you can't move on, like, you are a nerd. You're the reason people have sometimes unfair, but in this case, obviously fair, opinions about, quote, golf people. Like, stop it. Shut up, nerd. Like, he was punished for what he did. Get over it. And if you tweet me and talk about my kids had to watch that, are you? I'm just going to help you here. If the worst thing your kids ever have to experience is a professional golfer touching a moving ball with his putter on television, your kids are living a perfect, like, a pretty good life. Mm-hmm. We have certain parts in this country where kids, like, you know, witness murders. Kids, you know, witness drug deals. Kids witness their parents. Like, kids witness all sorts of stuff these days.
Yeah.
If you are freaked out because your kids witnessed a multimillionaire professional golfer touch a moving ball with his putter, Your kids seem like they're doing okay.
You're living your best life. I will tell you, my dad and mom usually listen to the stream and stuff like that or catch the podcast. I'm going to have my dad tap out because this will set off such an argument between me and my dad about golf etiquette. I don't even want to get into it. So I appreciate your thoughts, and I think I'm back in later in the week, so we'll check in with you later in the week. I know you're back hosting tomorrow.
I'll be there. Thanks for sitting in that chair for me. I'll see you soon.
All right, Gary Parrish from NYC. When we come back, we'll get Jeff Calkins' thought on touch and moving golf balls. I knew you were ready to hit that. That's why I switched it up. We'll talk with Jeff on the other side. Matt Stark in for Gary Parrish, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. In fact, as I've told you for years now, New Amsterdam Vodka is so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the wine and spirit store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. And with the support of listeners of the Gary Parrish Show, we have turned Memphis into the number one New Amsterdam market per capita in the entire United States of America. That's quite an achievement. I'm very proud of that. And please note that New Amsterdam also offers flavored vodkas as well. Among them, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, citron, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. Try one, try them all. Mix them together. Doesn't matter to me. Just make sure to purchase New Amsterdam Vodka next time you're in a restaurant, bar, or wine and spirit store. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. Go check them out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
I ordered some Andro 400. I'm losing weight, too, around the belly, really quickly. Some of the pants that didn't fit me, now they're falling off my hips. There's been a noticeable increase in energy. Then this stuff works. It does work.
That's what Bill said after taking Andro 400 for a month. Now listen to what Richard says about Andro 400.
I did a lot of research on it before I ordered it because I've tried other products in the past and they haven't worked. But most, I could not believe the difference literally within a month. Since I started taking it, I have lost 37 pounds. It was the belly fat. I could get weight off, but I could never get the tummy off. Now the tummy's coming off and I have more energy than I've had in 20 years.
Guys, if you too want to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger like Richard, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. For 30 years, we've been in the business of bringing dignity back to those who've lost it. And it isn't something we take for granted. Dignity means bringing a paycheck home, being able to put food on the table, and provide for your family. For 30 years, I've fought to bring dignity back to those who lost it after an accident or an injury. And because we believe in dignity, it is also the heart of our charitable contributions and our fight for the powerless. It's why we donated $10 million to pass the legalization of medical marijuana in Florida, so that the most ill can live and die with dignity. Let my family fight for your family and your dignity. Call us for a free consultation. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
50% of all men experience erectile dysfunction, or ED. The board-certified urologists at the Conrad Pearson Clinic offer the latest technology to eliminate ED. Now, with no drugs, no shots, and no pain, the doctors offer a true remedy. Most men are amazed after just 4 treatments of ED wave therapy, a non-invasive, painless, 20-minute therapy. Go to conradpearsonclinic.com or call 901-252-3400 and make your appointment for this revolutionary new ED treatment exclusively at the Conrad Pearson Clinic.
It's the Can-Am Spyder ready-to-ride sales event at OB Motorsports. With its unique Y-frame design, 2 wheels in front and 1 in back, Can-Am Spyder gives you the confidence to fully embrace the exhilaration of open-air riding. For a limited time, get up to a $4,500 rebate on select 2017 models, or get a select 2018 Can-Am Spyder model starting at $249 a month. Visit OB Motorsports at 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch today. Offer ends June 30th, 2018. For participating dealers only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. I see dealer for details.
Double fuel point weekends are back at Kroger. Get your coupon and a weekly ad on the app or at Kroger.com. Limited time only. Restrictions apply. See website for details.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey, with guest host Matt Stark, live.
Got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle from a chain like a pit stop. I used to want a grip gang to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little buddy's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker try me. But if you do, draw blood like an IV. I'm a lover, not a...
Welcome back. Matt Stark hosting for GP. We're slightly past the 5 o'clock hour, but it's time to catch up with our good friend Jeff Calkins from the Jeff Calkins Show. You listen every day on the weekdays, 9 to 11. He wrote a book. He'll be writing again somewhere soon. Any update, Jeffrey, on when you'll be back showcasing the written word?
No updates. Nope. No updates.
All right, fair enough. I had to ask. Hey, before we get to today's Tiger news, I want to start with some other big cat news. I don't know if you saw this. I read this weekend. 46-year-old woman in Georgia strangled a rabid bobcat with her bare hands after it attacked her. Now, a little more background. Her dad used to trap bobcats, so she knew a little bit about their behavior. No word yet on the size of the cat, other than it was just a bobcat and rabid. The adults, I did some reading, can get between 30 to 40 pounds, so it's a good-sized cat. You're attacked by a bobcat, Jeffrey. Do you have the moxie to do what needs to be done, or does your story have a very different ending?
Where was the bob? How did it unfold? What was she doing?
She went out?
I've never been in a position to be attacked.
Yes, you have. You've been out and about. You've got all those animals on that farm in Buffalo. I'm sure you got bobcats up there, right? So apparently,
she was in the country.
She went outside to take a picture, gets jumped by the bobcat. And then her 5-year-old granddaughter was inside, didn't want to call for help because you don't want the granddaughter to come running. So she just snuffed the life out of it. And that was it.
That's impressive.
You think you could do that? No?
Well, I don't know. Like, I've never gone mano a mano against a bobcat.
I wouldn't think so.
Like, I wouldn't. Me against a lion, I like the lion.
Yeah.
Me against a tiger, I like the tiger.
Yep.
Me against a bobcat?
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, me against a pussycat, I like me.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
So in terms of the cat family, I think I could fend off a cat, like a domestic cat. And but a lion, no.
And
so then a bobcat would be somewhere in between. And I think I would not be killed by a bobcat. Bobcats aren't that, like, it's not a cougar, right? It's a bobcat. And I might get bitten.
40 pounds,
I might get bitten and inflicted with rabies by the bobcat. I'm not saying that wouldn't happen.
Yep.
To me, the more horrifying story of the animal story of the weekend, an attack, was the woman who was swallowed whole in Sri Lanka, maybe, by a python. Did you read that one?
I did not.
Oh, no. Google it right now. She was woman swallowed by python.
Okay.
And so she was out working in their garden, and they found her things. But they did not find her. They're like, where did Grammy go?
This happens all the time, though. I read this story from, like, Sri Lanka or points like that, like, weekly, basically. It seems like, and they're always the dudes in the garden.
They went looking for her, and they found this big old snake, 24-foot snake, that had a bulge in it. And so they killed the snake.
That's what she said.
They split it open, and there... they found fully clothed Grammy in the belly of the beast.
Fully intact. I'm reading it right now. Yeah. And it goes in the very next sentence after it explains that they found her dead, swallowed whole. The incident comes just over a year after a 25-year-old man was swallowed whole by a python, also in Indonesia. So that's not as...
This is Indonesia? It was Indonesia?
Yeah, that doesn't...
Well, wouldn't you think you'd be able to fend that? Like, how fast-moving are these things?
No, have you ever watched anybody seriously garden? I'm sure you have, right? Like, they're into it. They're digging. They're doing their thing. If the python comes up and he's got your leg, you're like, you're done. Like, what are you doing? You're not going to bash the head of the python.
You have to cut your leg off if you want to get
away. It's over, yeah. But
would you rather be killed by a bobcat, wouldn't you, than a python?
So this gets into I got to get us back on track before I get the big eye from Brad. I had this discussion with some friends years past. If you had to take down a large beast of prey,
okay?
And I think it related from a class trip that I took with my kids to the zoo.
Fair enough.
Sure as hell you're not taking down a lion or a tiger. My theory is that I could take down a cheetah.
Because you had to make it big. I said you couldn't. You got to throw out a bobcat. I just assume I could take out a bobcat. Bobcat weighs 40 pounds. Yeah. I fall on the bobcat. I break every rib in its body. Fight's over. My theory is with the cheetah, I got to get to one of the legs because they're all about speed. I take out a leg. Again, fight's over. I'm off the top rope. Drop an elbow. Cheetah's got nowhere to go. Broken ribs. Fight's over. So I think I could take a cheetah. Do you think you could take a cheetah?
Brad, I don't think you could kill a cheetah. I don't think you could kill a cheetah. I think you might be able to. I don't think there's any large beast. But cheetah's kind of more medium. It's based on speed. But,
yes.
But like, whether it's a polar bear, a grizzly bear.
No, you're not beating. No, you can't fight off a polar bear or a grizzly
these.
Bear.
Anyways,
no.
We're puny humans. That's why we, you know, so no, we couldn't any of that.
I think I could take a cheetah, and I remain convinced that I could do it because if you eliminate the leg, that's all they got going is the speed. Anyway,
right.
Let's talk other cat news in which,
yeah.
You like how I'm doing this?
Same
Mark
here, yeah.
Giannotto from the Commercial Appeal reporting that Memphis and Nike agreed way back into November to a contract extension. 5 years, just north of $11 million, averaging $2.25 million per year. Not too bad, right? Not too good, though, as the story continues, when you take into account the other AAC schools like UConn, Cincinnati, Temple, South Florida, who all struck more lucrative deals with their apparel providers. And what I guess is most, I don't know if frustrating is the right word, the biggest letdown you feel, because we're all so excited talking about, oh, man, Penny's on board, Penny and Nike, you know, let it rain. And, you know, I mean, $2.25 million is nothing to sneeze at, but it's not the windfall that maybe we thought could be coming. Am I off with that?
No, I think that's exactly right. I think that when you heard about Penny and signing up and Nike and you would hear, oh, big things planned, whatever, it wasn't just big things promotionally. It was big things financially, that this would produce some sort of a windfall for the University of Memphis. And I don't know that I'm ripping them for it. Again, I think they have. I think they did a really good thing in hiring Penny and replacing Tubby, and I think they've created great excitement. And I think on all sorts of levels, whether it's contributions and ticket sales, and they have revitalized themselves financially.
Yep.
But you can't help but wonder. Well, first of all, there's no question. We just assumed there would be this windfall. And you can't help but wonder if – they had not signed the deal in December,
yeah.
But had waited and signed the deal. Now, they obviously probably at the time didn't know they were Iron Penny. But you do wonder if that deal were to be negotiated today
yeah.
As opposed to December, if it might be worth considerably more. Because the truth of the matter is right now they signed a deal, a five-year deal that is worth less than the five-year deal they signed in 2008.
Mm.
And given what you hear about endorsement deals with shoe companies, including Louisville getting $160 million over 10 years. Now, Louisville is in a different deal. Obviously, Louisville's in a Power Five conference, but still, you hear about all these institutions that have money just pouring in. And you're exactly right. UConn's is richer and Cincinnati's is richer and South Florida's is richer and Temple's is richer, and all those things are sort of mysterious that Memphis signed a deal that is literally a smaller deal than the one they signed in 2008. And you could, if you wanted to be critical, say, listen, why didn't they? It's sort of an interesting thing, is because right now, if they were negotiating it right now, and said, listen, we're only going to negotiate with Nike, which is what they ultimately did, right? They,
yeah.
In the end, they said they're only negotiating with Nike. They did not put it out to bid. They did not say, Adidas, what are you offering us? Under Armour, what are you offering us? Nike, what are you offering us? Well, right now, if they were to do it, you might say, okay, it makes sense to just talk to Nike because, A, Nike's going to give you the best deal because they're connected to Penny, and, B, Penny can't wear anything other than Nike anyway. So
yep.
It complicates things to such an extent that, yes, it makes sense only to negotiate with Nike. It is a little – you wonder, though, if in December, when you didn't know that you were hiring Penny, why then didn't they put it up for competitive bid, which they did not do? Because a lot of these bigger deals they were talking about, particularly for the non-Power 5 conference teams, a lot of those are Under Armour deals or Adidas deals or someone who switched. And so – it's listen, to me, I'm not going to, again, I'm not going crazy over it. It feels like a missed opportunity, though.
Yes, there
for
you go.
For a university that is constantly trying to scrape together money, it feels like it's deflating that you knew that you're not getting the windfall that you expected, and it feels like a little bit of a missed opportunity. Obviously, if they were really thrilled and proud of this deal, I think we would have heard about it sooner since they signed it way back in December.
Right. Yeah. We are talking with Jeff Calkins from The Jeff Calkins Show. All right, so it's obviously NBA draft week. I know you spent some time on that today in your show, and we'll likely spend some time tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday. And then by Friday, we'll finally be talking about what happened with this team, which direction did they go. We talked moments ago with Gary Parrish, and in his latest mock draft on CBSSports.com, he's got the Grizzlies taking Luka Doncic. As I mentioned earlier, this guy is big in Europe. Also big in Europe, David Hasselhoff. That concerns me, the comparison that can be made between the two of them. Do you like Luka? Do you like what he brings? Or are you a little skeptical of how his game and how, you know, the great European hype, hope translates over here?
Well, I mean, I'm not skeptical because he's European at all. Pau is European. He's pretty good.
I don't mean in that way.
He's pretty good.
No, I don't mean that.
Porzingis is European. He's pretty good. So the fact that he's European doesn't bother me at all.
I mean, based on where he succeeded and how everybody says how well he played in the European League.
Yeah. No, I mean, to the extent that you have skepticism about him, it's not based on that he's in Europe. And honestly, it's not based on his production, because his production has been incredible. It's only based on when you watch him play, and let's be clear, most of us have only seen him in highlights. When you watch him play, he's not explosive. I mean, he's just not. He's not a great athlete. And so when so much of the NBA is being able to come off a pick and explode to the basket on a pick and roll, or you wonder how his lack of athleticism will hold him back. Having said that, I do think that it's simply true that every single player in this, including Ayton, but obviously Ayton's not available, every single player has a question. With Michael Porter Jr., it's whether he can get out of bed and whether he needs a second surgery.
Mm-hmm.
With Marvin Bagley, he, by all accounts, literally cannot pass the ball and has no interest in playing defense, right?
Yep.
With Jaren Jackson Jr., he couldn't even get on the court for
Michigan State.
Yep. In the most critical parts of the season.
And he's not going to help you.
Various times,
not going to help you immediately.
At various times, he was a non-factor for whatever. Trey Young, he's a shrimpy little dude and also lacks athleticism. So you can go through and you can find question mark after question mark after question mark. To me, Doncic is the best thing that could happen to the Grizzlies, because he fits the need, which is, given we know what they're trying to do, which is pop right back into the playoffs this year, he fits an absolute positional need. He is a day one starter.
Yep.
You slip him right in. You got Jermichael Green, Marc Gasol, Luka Doncic, Dylan Brooks, or Wayne Selden, whichever one, if you want Dylan Brooks coming off the bench, and Mike Conley. And that is a pretty darn good starting five. And so he fits positionally. He fits in terms of disposition and the way he plays. And like, Mike will love him. He's a smart, savvy basketball player. He's a great ball distributor. He's obviously winning at the highest level in Europe. He's doing things in Europe that really no one has at his age before. And so I love all that. And not only that, there are various people who will tell you he's the best player in the draft. So he's a perfect positional fit. He can come in and contribute right away. And there are people, including Jonathan Vonnie, who will tell you that he's the best player in the draft. So to me, he's the best of all worlds. Am I still, having said all that, skeptical of how high the actual upside is because of the athleticism question?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think that's a fair question. You don't see how many players who really struggle athletically are stars in the league, if that's what you're saying. You're not looking for a complimentary third player to Mark and Mike, but you're looking at someone who ultimately will also emerge as a star and carry the franchise. Well, you wonder how high his ceiling is, right? I mean, I think that's a fair thing. But to me, I think Doncic is probably, it's looking more and more like he might fall to them, because a lot of people, it seems to be, obviously Ayton's one, and more you, it looks like Bagley is who a lot of people are penciling in to Sacramento at two.
Mm-hmm.
And then Atlanta, you don't really even hear about Doncic connected with Atlanta. You hear Jaren Jackson Jr. or you hear Trae Young. And so it's looking to me more likely that he might well fall to the Grizzlies, in which case you just take him, you go home, you declare victory, and away you go.
You're under the podium, and you submit your bid. I'm with you. Hey, thanks for your time today, Jeff. I'll listen tomorrow, 9 to 11.
All right, see ya. Bye.
Jeff Calkins from the Jeff Calkins Show. Yeah, I can be talked into it. I mean, if he's still there, and everybody generally seems to regard him that highly.
If you were to look at the averages.
He fits the need, and he's someone that can come in and help immediately.
I think as a fan, you start reading all these mocks, and you listen to, you almost go back to before the last 2 weeks where there were three players that were consistently talked about as the three best players in the draft. If any of those three drop, including Ayton, that's not going to happen. Bagley or Doncic, that's what you're hoping for, because that's why you wanted to get top three in the beginning. And
right.
That's why everybody was pissed when we dropped the four, you know? So I was excited to see Gary's mock today. If there's any way that somehow somebody evaluates Jaren and Jaren Jackson just says, we have to have him.
Right.
I'm for it.
And they pop him in front of
me,
you.
To me, it's
then.
Lame if for the Grizzlies. That's just me, though. It's just not the sexy pick. I get it, but
again, it's all about that immediate help, right? You don't need help for 3 to 4 years down the road right now, because that's what they're trying to do. That's what they've said. I can get on board if they sell me on the long-distance future, but then in the short term, then you're not building a 50-win team again.
Well, and it goes back to what I thought Parsons might be before we figured
before
out he wasn't
showed
healthy.
Up.
Yeah, I mean, which is a tall, you know, wing, driving scorer who can distribute the ball. I mean, that feels like what we're getting a chance to have again.
And Parsons has certainly not been athletic.
No.
Since the injuries.
No.
All right. Wrap it up, a little dinner to go when we come back. Matt Stark, in for GP, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Thursday, out at the Bluff.
We'll all be out at the Bluff.
Can you sound a little bit more excited, man? Get ready for the Memphis Grizzlies as they make their number four selection. Future superstar coming to Memphis.
Excited.
At the Bluff. We'll be there from 5:30 to 7:30. Watch all the action on all their screens. Jason and John, come say hello.
Lego.
535 South Highland at the Bluff. Come on out.
92.9.
This is Gary Parrish, and I sincerely hope you never get to the point where you need somebody to handle a divorce or a custody situation, a child support situation, anything like that, because it's rough and it's easy for nobody. But if you're going to go through it, you absolutely need quality representation, and you can get that with Eskins, King, and Marnie. That's Bradley Eskins, James King, and Sam Marnie. They provide expert legal representation in a way that makes you comfortable, because you'll be able to trust somebody's on your side and finding solutions to the problems you're facing. And they're also, by the way, experts in employment law. And on that note, let me ask you this. Are you working overtime but not getting paid for it? If so, you are being wrong. But Eskins, King, and Marnie, they can help. And the Me Too movement, it has changed our country, obviously, for the better in recent months. If you're dealing with sexual harassment, doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman, don't stay silent. Be a silence breaker. Let Eskins, King, and Marnie help you. 528-8888. That's the number, 901-528-8888. Tell them Gary Parrish told you to call. They'll be anxious to help you. That's Eskins, King, and Marnie on the web, eskinsking.com.
Men in the area have been working with the Memphis Men's Clinic to treat their ED for over 4 years. Now, area men have experienced stellar results from wave therapy, the state-of-the-art treatment that uses a man's own healing agents to help make ED a thing of the past.
My name's David. I'm 46 years old, and I've been coming to the Memphis Men's Clinic for about 2 years. The doctor and staff at the Memphis Men's Clinic explained everything to me in terms I could understand. They explained the process completely, so I wouldn't have any confusion about what it was or why it works. And the procedure was quick and painless. I wasn't expecting the kind of results I got. I didn't think noticeable gains could be made so easily, but the results have been very strong.
Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today to schedule a consultation for just $99. Learn how wave therapy from the Memphis Men's Clinic can help you regain your performance. Call today, 901-443-0304. 901-443-0304.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kathy. I've tried every diet out there, but results were only temporary. And guess what? The weight always came back. And then I met Dr. Keith at Collierville Weight Loss. I've not only lost weight, I feel like I've transported 37 pounds lighter, and honestly, I look younger. So call Dr. Keith and jump into the healthy pool, like one of my friends who was kind of reluctant. But saw how successful Dr. Keith Amadeo's weight loss plan has worked for me. Now she is doing it too. And in less than 2 months, she has lost 32 pounds. We just say, thanks, Dr. Keith. We are now living the dream. Look, I'm not a celebrity or someone who's super well known around town. I'm just Kathy. So remember, mention ESPN Radio for your no-charge consultation. Call Dr. Keith today at Collierville Weight Loss at 221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. Collierville Weight Loss.com. Real people, real weight loss, real deal.
Listen up. Lessons from Snoop. Start with the basics. Everyone thinks it's all about the car and the clothes, but start with the skin. Start with the hair and make sure down there is working. So what we gonna do right here? We gonna get dressed, look fresh. I never promise anything, but here's one thing I'm gonna promise. From me to you, go to forhims.com and get your game together so you can look good, feel good, and perform well in the bedroom. Go to forhims.com, the wellness brand for men. They got a one-stop shop for your hair, your skin, and even for your hairline. It's $5. $5 to try it out, man. And it comes right to your crib. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. Go to forhims.com/love. forhims.com/love. For him, slash love. Go!
Red, white, and barbecue is happening at Kroger. And we're here to help you make it the best summer yet. So before you fire up the grill, head to Kroger for delicious food, refreshing drinks, and more to make your summer a thrilling success.
Enjoy 2 pounds of strawberries for just $2.99. And USDA Choice whole bone-in ribeye is only $6.77 a pound with card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
What do you do if you want a larger diamond, but it may not be in the budget?
I don't know, Howie, from Robert Irwin Jewelers.
You put a halo on it. A lot of times, if you put a halo around the center diamond, it makes the diamond look bigger and brighter, and that's the whole idea of the engagement ring.
And that's exactly why everybody comes to see you at Robert Irwin Jewelers for the Summer of 1,000 Engagements.
And if you get in today, you're going to save 20 to 40% off, and if you spend $1,500 or more, you're going to get a free mini vacation for two and free financing.
For convenient locations or online, rijewelers.com.
Indulge your sweet tooth with today's Perks Deal. 24 donuts from the Dapper Donut in the Wiltshire's Galleria for only $10. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live.
The Gary Parrish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studio.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
I started from nothing. I had no chance to prepare. I couldn't see you coming.
I know it's not Kanye, but do you think that the GP is going to insert some new Jay-Z and Beyonce, being that they just released an album together?
You know, knowing Gary as well as I think I do, that's not obscure enough. That's not. Probably not going to make the cut.
Fair enough.
I do, however, think that there will be new Kanye surfacing sometime soon here on this show. You know, of course, Kanye. And Gary told me all about it. They had the unveiling in the middle of Montana, the new Kanye release. Mike Conley was there.
Was he?
Yeah, well, Mike and Kanye. I know they're buddies from the buds now. Yeah. So, like, Mike flew
they got
out
to be pals.
Yeah.
All right. And Jay-Z's got something going with that new Puma deal. All right, let's go.
I agree with you. I just posted it on the Facebook page. Like, I think if Jay-Z is behind your brand, though, I think it certainly helps it. And I think certainly having two of the top three probable picks, like, that's probably helpful for your brand.
I'm going to go take a look at moving around some of my stock options, some 401k maybe. Get some Puma.
Strategy. Good
idea. Probably not, but, I mean, I'll look at it.
Why not?
All right, let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned a couple things. I'm probably going to be a red flag watch list at any area zoos based on my cheetah theory. Which I still think.
They're going to have your picture up over there at the Memphis Zoo.
I just think if you're picking out a beast and I try to make it a challenge, that I think I could take a cheetah if it came down to it.
You and a cheetah, you think you could beat up a cheetah?
Again, not racing the cheetah.
The animal rights people are going to be at the front door,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a hypothetical, folks, all right? Yeah. This is what happens. I also learned that Barry Trotz, not returning to the Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals.
Going out on top.
Retiring,
yes. Yeah, he was the coach of that team.
He was, and they beat Vegas Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup
Finals. I like that idea. Go out on top.
Win
a championship, that's the time to retire.
Everybody's all upset about Tom Brady's interview with Oprah where he's like, I can see the end in sight. He's 40-something years old. Of course he can see the end in sight. Win a Super Bowl and then...
I don't
want to write off yet.
There was news that we didn't talk about today. I learned earlier that Tom Brady, there was a report that Giselle asked him, what more do you have to prove by playing football, Tom?
Mm. What did he say?
I didn't see the article. It was one of those sneaker things.
I do know a lot of Patriot fans are all up in
what does he have to prove?
They're all up in their feelings because he talked to Oprah and he's like, yeah, I got family, got other priorities. And I don't know if they're all thinking it's still 20-year-old Tom Brady that all he has to do is eat, sleep, and drink football. Like, I understand.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Oh, you got Mississippi State, the college World Series play in North Carolina. I really don't like North Carolina, so I'm ringing that cowbell at 7 o'clock on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, you can watch that. You can watch some World Cup replay. I'm into the World Cup, Bradley.
Give me an update on the World Cup. I'm not in the loop.
I'm on Team Iceland. I had to find a team since USA didn't make it, and I went online, took one of those quizzes. They said I matched up well with Iceland. They had a nice draw. Got a result the other day, a draw against Argentina.
Upset this weekend? What was that?
Mexico? Mexico beat Germany. They caused an earthquake, apparently, seismic activity in Mexico after they celebrated. And, I don't know, a bunch of other soccer happening. So, you know, get your soccer on.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yes, I would read Gary Parrish's latest mock draft on the NBA draft. Mark Giannotto, his story in the commercial appeal about this Tigers deal with Nike, which you can get informed about. And then, of course, Joe Mullinax from SB Nation, Grizzly Bear Blues. Check them out. They've got you covered with the draft now 3 days away.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Gary is back from New York or hosting in New York or something. Keith Easterwood's supposed to be here with Jeff Calkins.
Jeff Calkins,
at 5 o'clock. And then I'm back on Wednesday and Thursday.
For the draft. And we'll have Gary on by phone as well.
Yes, he'll be joining us too. So, yeah, that's going to put a bow on this show. That's Monday in a nutshell. If you want to catch him more GP, we said, he's on for like the next 8 hours on CBS Sports TV,
Sports
something
Network,
like that.
Yeah,
check it out. I'll be back I'll be back Wednesday and Thursday. Thank you, Bradley.
Good job, my friend.
We'll talk to you all
If
then.
You want
to
see Matt, you can always head over to St. Benedict.
Or better yet, just, you know, shoot me an email via sbaeagles.org and make a donation. We've got a lot of projects going on. We're trying to fund a new sound system for the gym. We made substantial progress thanks to our night at the Nest the other night with the concert with John Angotti. If you're looking for a local musician to host an event for you, he's outstanding. Brought his band, Five Dudes. Rocked us all night long, and he could probably do the same for you.
Good work, my friend.
Here's a nice pitch. We'll talk to you guys later. Have a great night.
Thank you, friend.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Have you been lied to? Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine? Hi, I'm Inc. Magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen. And if you're over 55 with an IRA or 401k, I want to give you a free copy of my new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because according to Time Magazine, Wall Street's 401ks have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I discovered a way to grow money potential double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free book and talk to a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose in the market crashes. Call 800-358-6868 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, when you call right now, you get free shipping and handling, no credit card required, and I'll send you a free copy of the audiobook so you can listen in your car. That's 1-800-358-6868. That's 1-800-358-6868. 1-800-358-6868.
Come into Lowe's for savings on tools to make any workbench a lot more powerful. Choose a Porter Cable 20-volt max lithium-ion combo kit, complete with drill, impact driver, two batteries, and charger. Or get the long runtime of the DeWalt 20-volt cordless drill with brushless motor and compact design for tight spaces. Either way, they're only $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 6/20. While supplies last, see store for details.
Caring for your parents,
learning you have a health condition. These are moments when people realize that where you get your medicine matters. And they look to CVS Pharmacy for advice and ways to save money. Plus, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. So join us at CVS Pharmacy. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See cvs.com/pharmacy rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Have you tried the Tackle app? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Download the Tackle app, choose the chore you need completed, and Tackle will connect you with an approved provider who can tackle that chore. House cleaning, yard work, furniture assembly, and hauling off junk. Just a few of the things you can take off your to-do list. That's T-A-K-L. Download the Tackle app today. And you can turn your skills into dollar bills. For a limited time, Tackle Provider sign up is free in your area. Just visit tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss. Choose your own schedule. Pick only the jobs you're willing to do. And most importantly, make money doing it. Join the thousands of people across America helping other people tackle their chores. Visit tackle.com and become a Tackle Provider today. That's tackle.com. T-A-K-L.com.
Come into Lowe's for savings on tools to make any workbench a lot more powerful. Choose a Porter Cable 20-volt max lithium-ion combo kit, complete with drill, impact driver, two batteries, and charger. Or get the long runtime of the DeWalt 20-volt cordless drill with brushless motor and compact design for tight spaces. Either way, they're only...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.